His idea of a vacation was to travel to Cornwall to study hookworm in miners. Aldous Huxley, the novelist grandson of T.H. Huxley, who lived with the Haldanes for a time, parodied him a touch mercilessly as the scientist Edward Tantamount in the novel Point Counterpoint. Haldane's gift to diving was to work out the rest intervals necessary to manage an ascent from the depths without getting the bends. But his interests ranged across the whole of physiology, from studying altitude sickness in climbers to the problems of heat stroke in desert regions. He had a particular interest in the effects of toxic gases on the human body. To understand more exactly how carbon monoxide leaks killed miners, he methodically poisoned himself, carefully taking and measuring his own blood samples the while. He quit only when he was on the verge of losing all muscle control and his blood saturation level had reached 56%, a level, as Trevor Norton notes in his entertaining history of diving Stars Beneath the Sea, only fractionally removed from nearly certain lethality. Haldane's son Jack, known to posterity as JBS, was a remarkable prodigy, who took an interest in his father's work almost from infancy. At the age of 3, he was overheard demanding peevishly of his father, "But is it oxyhemoglobin or carboxyhemoglobin?"